Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to come before you today to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, the love guru, and a man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, let us present Dr. Lorenza D. Smith on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one.
I'm so excited to come before you. Our introduction got cut off right there, but I am Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the host of Straight Talk, No Chaser on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We're excited because Straight Talk, No Chaser focus on conversations that's direct and honest. And we're excited because we get an opportunity to broadcast on a different social media site so we can get the word out. So I'm so glad to have a chance to do this. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I identify you, your telephone number, the last four digits. Ask for your location, and you can chat with Dr. Rosie Smith as we talk about our title. The title is Relationship, Why Young Men Are Attracted to Cougars. And that's our topic and discussion of the night. We want you to be a part of it by calling in. Or you can go to the web link and just listen to the show at www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. So we just, so I tell you, we're just standing in a place that God has blessed us to be in. Again, go to the web link. You can listen to the show. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You also can email us at LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Tweet the show at Zeta Phi Sigma with the number 10 and at LorenzaDSmith15. Me and the partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, we work with their Twitter account along with their Instagram account. We are live and being broadcast on 7 different devices. You got to give us a chance again to make it do what it do, so we're going to take advantage of the opportunity. We're on Facebook, along with TikTok, Big O Live, and on those three channels, the handle is Dr. L. DiAlberto Smith. Again, that's Dr. L. DiAlberto Smith on those three. That's Facebook, that's TikTok, and that's Big O Live. Now on Instagram, we're live on Z Squad Greenville 1981, where we're partnering again with Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, and also YouTube. You can check us out on YouTube. That's the Smith Way Enterprise 5018. So you can be with us, you can be live with us, or you can just go back and do our on-demand episodes that we have broadcasted on each one of those network. WBSW Radio, the internet station, is number one, has listeners and watchers in 43 countries and on 6 continents. So we truly, truly want to make sure the word is out. And we thank each and every one of you all for making this possible by joining us. If it's time to time and if it's regular, thank you so much. We just really appreciate you doing that. That's 43 countries and on 6 continents. Register for WBSW Radio giveaway by sending your name along with a means of transaction. We only ask for one of these means of transaction. That's Cash App or PayPal or Venmo or Zelle. Send it to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Again, this is our giveaway. We raffle off hotel stays where you get a chance to go from 3 nights if you win to 4 days, 5 nights or 6 days. Matter of fact, I talked to a sponsor today. We're going to get some. We're going to have a couple to Orlando. We're going to have one to Las Vegas. and also New Orleans. So we're going to have some giving out very soon, which will be for this weekend out. We're excited because we're giving back. Now, you need to get your name in along with a means of transaction, the four I just mentioned. And you might ask why. Well, the means of transaction is that we give what we call love offerings. From time to time, we send individuals love offerings from $20 to $50. Just to send and say, thank you for being supported. Thank you for being a part of what we're trying to do. So it's a blessing to be able to do that. Now, we also ask you to sow a seed. It's important that you consider doing this. Sow a seed of $1 with WBSW Radio Station at Cash App, $LORENZADSMITH. Again, that's $Lorenza D. Smith. Send that $1. All it'll go to our gift cards that we raffle off, our food vouchers, our movie pass, our gas vouchers, our hotel stay, books that we have purchased, whether they're for the purpose of educating you in regards to a topic or particular a test preparation, or just one of the books that our authors who came on and just shared with us exactly what the excitement is. So we're so excited about this. So we're going to get started with our title. See, this title is important because we did a title recently with age gap dating and in regards to men's age gap dating with women. So we wanted to come back and do this one because we thought it was important. Relationship, why younger men are attracted to cougars. Now, some take offense to that word, but this is an article and this is a word you hear many times. We know it sounds derogatory, but the truth of the matter, that's what they are labeled in our society, but older, mature women dating younger men. Let's give a shout out to several people that's joining us. Especially, let's start off with I'm looking at Billy. Billy Washington is joining us. I want to make sure I can see him. Thank you so much for being a part of it. We have Ron. Thank you, Ron, for taking time to be a part of it, along with Stanford Douglas. Thank you so much, Jay Jones. Thank you. Thank you. We also have a couple other ones that scroll by. Lisa Williams, thank you, Lisa, so much for doing what you're doing and your support. Thank you, Lisa. You'd like to join us again. But I ask everybody, if you want to be a guest, call our radio station, and we can get you on. And that number is, again, 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll identify you with the last four digits of your cell phone or telephone number. Again, 347-857-4192. We also give a shout out to Harrison Simmons. Thank you so much, Harrison. You have Marino Me. Thank you. A user, Sam Cookie, Stimmit. Thank you, Deborah Frager. Asia, thank you so much. Marinette, thank you so much. That's Campton, thank you so much. Gregory, thank you for joining us. Falco, thank you. Betty McCain, thank you. Lisa, thank you for taking time. Mary, Kate Thompson, thank you. A user, Addie, Chick. That's Tama. We also have silent language photos. Thank you so much. And they're advertising here on here. Thank you so much for being a part. We have is your ride in Hughes. Thank you so much. Kenneth, thank you for joining us, Kenneth. Kevin, that is Tana. Mover, Links, Spice, George, Blue Fab, thank you, Blue Faith, thank you so much. Gene, thank you for taking time. Each of these individuals are joining us. Thank you. I want to give them a shout out because we're going to move forward with our topic because it's important that we take time to talk about that. Talk about our thought press, our process of our relationship. And in a relationship, there are different dynamics that comes along, and one of them is why younger men are attracted to cougars. And we want to kind of first start look at what is relationship attraction. Too many times people really don't understand what is a relationship attraction. A lot of time it does have to do with your XMV, and you have to understand that that is important for individuals to understand that there's a way people view you and how they see you, and for genders things are different. So when we talk about relationship attraction, we're just talking about it's a type of attraction which people desire a romantic relationship with another person. So you're talking about somebody to have an interest. You see them because we have tiers of relationship. We start with the associate, lust, we call it associate. Then in our cafe, we call it the lust. And then we also look at it as that starter, that appetizer stage in our menu, which is the lust. Then you begin to see the interest. You got to see your sexual market value. That attracts individuals, meaning, first of all, dealing with males. You have males, attraction toward a woman is the first thing is how they look. I had this conversation with a good representative today at one of the supporting organizations and companies that work with us. And we had that conversation. I kind of asked them that question. And for a minute, they had to think about it. You know, when you your friend come to you and say, I have someone I'd like for you to meet, and ask what would be the first thing to come out of their mouth, and they was thinking for a second, then they said, do they have a job? So that's something that comes out of mouth as a female when you're trying to introduce someone in a blind date. But then when you come with the attraction from a man, men are visual. So if you ask a man the same thing, first thing will come out of his mouth is how she look. So one of the things we try to get around, because even the topic went a little further, and they start talking a little bit about, well, but what about, you know, on a woman's side, how attracted a guy? You know, in a relationship, a woman should be attracted one. You see, we start off being a provider as males, protector, a leader, a prophet, a priest. This is what you have to work on in dealing with our sexual market value with a female. You look at, truly, let's be real now. We're going to see how they look. I mean, their fitness. Are they attractive? Are they friendly? That's a question to me. How do you get along? That's how you act when we're told about a blind date. Then you also, you're going to look at are they cooperative? Do they work with you? Are they a person that carry chip on their shoulder? You know, they're agreeable or are they disagreeable? These are the kind of things you kind of ask. So your market value is there. So when you see someone, you're attracted to that person, but you in your mind for a romantic relationship, you already have things set up that you're going to be looking for. See, this is not the same thing as sexual attraction, and sometimes we get that caught up when you are attracted to some people that desires a romantic relationship with another person. That's the attraction we're talking about, relationship attraction. We're not talking about sexual attraction, not with this society that we have, we call a hookup society, Netflix and do it, and then you may want to go into a relationship. We're talking about where you're willing to put the work in. You're going to be intentional about the relationship. And it has to be to the point understanding what is the number one attraction when you get it started. Because, see, when you start off and you first meet someone, or either they wave and whatever it is, you say, how you doing? They say, okay, you keep it moving. You're not looking at those things. But as you move forward, you have to start looking at that sexual market value as well as looking at what that man will provide. What can he provide? Can he protect? Don't want anybody that can't do that. A man can't do that. See, you're not interested in it. So when we start talking about a relationship attraction can only occur. I want you to hear this. Can also occur, not only occur, also can occur without the desire for physical or sexual contact. what you have to remove, even though we're in this society today, the thing about if you're in your 30s, 40s, and 50s, and 60 years old, you have a different dating process in your mind. And to have the teens and the 20s and the 30s, you should have a different mindset. It is, you should be caught up in the hookup society. So that is not a good thing for you, because you had a level of some kind of sense of stability. So as we talk about the title, why younger men are attracted to cougars, we have to understand what a relationship attraction is, how it applies. Is it just something particular? We know it applies to a romantic relationship, not a sexual attraction or any kind of physical sexual contact. That is not it. See, that's not it. What you have to do is work through to see how relationships have evolved. Before we move forward, I want to give a shout-out to our first sponsor of the day. It's always good to have this individual supporting what we're doing, and we thank that person for doing that. See, God is so good when they bless you with people around you that are really, really supporting what you're doing. And I thank this team, because this is an awesome team right here, because they're doing some great things as they move forward in their projection in the future. So we give a shout out to Tri-Stat LLC. We truly want to thank them for supporting what we're doing. That's a consultant firm headed by Mr. William Scott.
Tri-Stat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. Tri-Stat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
Mr. William Scott with Tri-Stat LLC, they do some research for you. They work with you administrating a grant, putting your reports together. They are also there to train your staff. So truly, I want to give a shout out to Tri-Stat LLC, Mr. William Scott. You can give them a call at 334-320-5438. I want to give a shout out to him. I had a chance to visit one of his newer office, his regional office today, and it's really nice. And I thank Mr. Scott for the invitation just to come over and see exactly what they're doing. Actually, they have a podcast studio inside. They invite me if I wanted to kind of broadcast from there, and they're working on getting it all. And I really appreciate the invite, and I want you to just check them out, Tri-Stat LLC, Mr. William Scott. As we move forward, and we're talking about how relationship or the landscape of relationship and dating have evolved. See, one of the things I said earlier, we at a certain age experience a relationship that's different from our younger counterpart. Because what you have, when I refer to that, when you're in your 20s and 30s, there's a different kind of mindset with a relationship compared to someone in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. We have to understand that how relationship and dating and love has taken a remarkable transformation. You got to understand, in the recent years, we have, again, as I mentioned, Netflix and chill. You have a hookup culture. You have more casual dating into play, where for years and years, when we was moving, went through the process of moving toward a romantic relationship, it took work, it took time. But that is not the way the landscape is today, because, see, a lot of things based on the change in social norms. See, what used to be norm, you call normalcy, is no longer norm. It is something pushed over into what they say the old traditional way. We have a new, as I mentioned earlier, the opportunity is Netflix and chill, casual dating, hookup society. I mean, that's what we're in now. So if you're happened. You've been off the market for 10 or 15 years. It is hard to kind of compete in this area now. But that comes into play where sometimes it falls into play our title, why younger men are attracted to cougars. Because how relationships have transformed. At one time, that was taboo. It is still looked and frowned upon, but it is not something that is beginning to change with the new transformation of in recent years of dating and having relationships. See, by social norm driving, being the driving force, cultural shifts, and technological advances. See, we have all this technology, and you can meet over technology, and you can also do a lot of other things over technology because it's available. It's amazing. I get TikTok, even get a Instagram, have all this crazy stuff on here that you thought would never be available for the naked eye. But it is available. So what we have to keep in mind with all the technology advances, cultural shifts, and social norms, the way people meet and connect and form relationships has changed, have shifted tremendously. So if you're still thinking that, okay, I was in this and I was out of the game for 15 or 12, 15, I can get back in the game, it's not easy to get back in the game. However, you see this, as the title said, why are younger men attracted to cougars? We have to think about that for a second because before it was taboo. Now it's beginning to change because of things, way people meet each other now, how the connection goes, how relationships are formed. So we have to look. See, couples go through different stages from the initial attraction to getting to know each other and resolving conflict. See, as an individual, we encounter changes. Couples need to work on communication and connection. See, how can you do that if you're only meeting somebody for a short period of time and then you expediting from the associate stage all the way to the romantic stage? It's hard to do that. So you have to work on understanding the different stages and how the initial attraction will work in your favor once you have decided that, I mean, intentionally I have been to have a relationship that leads to a favorable outcome. You have to set that yourself. You have to put in mind all the different stages you may have to go through. So the most important thing that individuals have to make sure they understand is that you have to connect with a person. You have to be able to communicate with a person. You got to start off with that. That's why we said in the social stage, you may just meet them. But you move to the acquaintance stage, and you got to be able to communicate what you are desiring. That way leads you to some form of connection. See, too many times through our modern dating and relationship, we don't get a chance to connect. We don't get a chance to communicate. We don't get a chance to put ourselves in a position to be committed because the ultimate goal is not to be committed. But we want to communicate. We want to connect, whether it's physically, sexually, or just connect to the point that might intentionally have a romantic relationship coming out of that. So those types of modern dating and relationships that are put into play now. First, casual dating. So yeah, that's casual dating. You just we will go check it out. We're gonna go to the movies. We'll go have dinner, and that's it. Then we have a long-term dating. Long-term dating, and some people would believe to be married, but that's not the case. We have some people that have been dating for over 10 or 12 years, and then come to say, what do you want out of this relationship? You say, I want the favorable outcome while I be married, but you've been with somebody 10 years, wasted 10 years of your life. You have wasted 10 years of your life. How do you address that when you want to be casual? See, casual means you don't want to be committed. Casual means I can do what I want to do. I don't want to be locked in. I'm not looking for a long term. And long term could be where I want a commitment. I want somebody I can count on to be there for me and everything. But the bottom line is I don't want to be stuck in that situation. I want to be able to get out and find other things and other individuals. That's how some people think. So we have to keep that in mind when we see modern dating. Just because it's a long term, it don't mean that favorable outcome most people are looking for when they're intentionally dating. It means that you're with somebody for 10 years. You might want to just be coming along with them. See, that way you're not locked in, but you're developing a full family with them. You brought your resources together, and now you got ready to make the commitment. The next thing is friends with benefits. That term comes out a lot. People always say, well, you want to get somebody with friends with benefits. Now, the question is, what benefits you have to give and what benefits I have to give? Friends with benefits. I just want to be your friend, and then when I need to hook up, we'll hook up and everything. But when we're hooking up, our spirits is hooking up. And whenever our spirits can hook up, then we're creating something we don't really want to develop in. So you have to be very careful about friends with benefits. You have to have a conversation. What's your understanding about friends with benefits? What is the situationship? A lot of us think we're in relationship, but we're in situationship. We're teetering on a relationship, and we're time being spent, but we never intentional when we start off with the relationship. We make the assumption that this person wants the same thing that you want, and that's not true. Don't make that assumption. Talk about it from the beginning in your acquaintance stage so you'll get to know exactly this person's thinking. And if that both y'all agree to a situationship, go for it. Have your fun. Do what you need to do, but don't come back 5 years later, 10 years later, getting upset because you decided to just be in a situationship and no intentional relationship being talked about to have a favorable outcome. Online dating, that's another thing that have to come into play. See, when we speak about online dating, we're talking about a dating site. And some of them are falling to the wayside because it's hard to get people that just want to sign up just to kind of build get to know someone and build a relationship. They're more in line to the hookup. That's what the online dating can lead to for some people. Speed dating, that's dating, taking an opportunity to date four or five people at one time. Move around. Blind dating, we just talked about blind dating. Blind dating is where your friend will set you up with someone and you never met them yet. That leads to your friend setup. Then we also have long-distance dating. You can date from that's a relationship or a dating where you're really not in tune and have anything personal you're putting to it. You're just almost meeting in a situation because you won't know much about people until you know how they live, and they got to know how you live. See? That's long-distance. Group dating. We got that going on. You got a young lady dating two or three people or groups together dating each other. They may have boyfriend, girlfriend, but they also dating cross and everything. These are kind of things you got to think. Exclusive dating. This is exclusive dating. You're going to be exclusive about your dating, but are you really intentional of having a favorite outcome? You have ethical, non-monogamous. So you have ethic, which involves a consensual relationship that are not monogamous. It's not. You're still other people. And you have to truly look at, is this what you want? Do you want to be in that kind of relationship? Do you want to be in a non-monogamous relationship? You have to ask yourself. And see, there are several types of non-monogamous relationship. That is an open relationship. You're able to do what you want to do. You can have more than one partner. But this has to be mutually agreed and consented from the beginning. That this romantic relationship we're going to be looking at, a sexual relationship, will involve others outside a relationship. We have a poly relationship. We're talking about these relationships that include non-monogamous. A poly is a poly relationship where people have multiple intentions. Think about it, multiple intentions. See, when you have a single intention, that means you're intentional about what you're doing and you're able to do what? You're able to be successful and have a favorable outcome. You have intentional and intimate relationships at the same time. With the knowledge and the consent of everyone involved, as poly. Thwart, and this pretty much a thwart is a romantic relationship between three people. You're talking about more than one, more than two, you're talking about three people, four people, five people, six people. And some people prefer that way. They two or three individuals at the same time, and they all know about themselves, about each other. Those got a relationship that talks about how relationship really played in moving toward why young men are attracted to cougars, because all of these options they have. They are attracted to somebody that's older, that may be more in line. But we're going to talk about that and see why it's a psychological, social, and cultural factors. What are the factors that's contributed to young men attracted to older women? Per se, we call this older people. You know, the older person has some things that that young man is looking for. So as we move forward with this, we want to give a shout out to our next sponsor. That was Tri-Stead. Thank you so much, Tri-Stead, for supporting. We have a group, mom and pop, I call, because they started off and they moved forth and they do some pop-up shops here and there. So this is Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. That's Jennifer Jackson. Go to Facebook, type in Jennifer with one E and Jackson, Charlie Engel. You can connect with her that way. We're excited because this is what we call a pop-up shop, but it's mom and pop, a smaller organization that is beginning to expand. And you can contact Ms. Jennifer Jackson at 251-369-1344. Or you have an opportunity, again, to go to Facebook and connect with her. And she's on Instagram as well as Charlie Angel. Check out Soap Gems by Jackson and Greg. Got some of the many products. I have a couple of them. This is Manpower. This is a lotion that's important you can use along with it. If you want to get some calming sea salt, it's Calming Lavender Sea Salt. You can get you a container of this right here. All you got to do is connect with Jennifer Jackson. And then we also have goat milk lotion. We got some milk goat made from the lotion made from the goat milk. See, this is just cleanse the skin, get it soft. Check her out. You can go to Jennifer Jackson on Facebook or Charlie Angel, and you can get the cost and find out what other things that her inventory is. Also, she has a beard oil she just created, just put into, got a nice scent smell to it. You can use it on your beard, kind of keep it all moisturized and everything. Check out Jennifer Jackson. Thank you so much. Soap Gems by Jackson and Gay. Grace. As we talk about the psychological, the cultural, and the social factor contributing to young men attracted to older women, we have to start off by looking at how relationship has, as I said, evolved. It evolved to a point where you have younger men and older women, which is often referred in such a negative way, calling the older woman a cougar, calling her a cougar because she's going after that young man. But in society, we have to understand there's a couple things in our psychological, social, and cultural factor that contribute to this trend, where you have younger men attracted to older women. We have a lure of maturity. See, this is experience and confidence. That's what those young men see. They see these older women as experienced and have confidence, where they don't see that in their counterparts at all. So it's important that we look at it in that manner, experience and confidence. That's really important because you're young, you're very young, and you're finding someone that can kind of help you out and how you function like you need to function. Then you also have what we call emotional stability. See, when you're younger and you're still trying to mature your emotional well-being, being around someone that is already mature, a person that's already emotionally mature. Because, see, we have individuals that are in their 50s and 60s not mature. Not even grown men or grown women. They're grown male or grown female. So those young men be looking for that emotional stability, which encounters pretty much where when a couple have life experience, you can see that an older woman often exhibit emotional stability to a young man. So a lot of times, the younger the man is, a lot of times he's geared towards someone maybe 10 to 15 years older than him to give them that opportunity to experience that emotional stability. The next thing is to understand that having experienced confidence, emotional stability builds a strong foundation for any partnership. A strong foundation. Then we have to break away from the social norm. And a lot of times the social norm becomes where challenging traditional relationship dynamic. We're looked upon as a person called a cougar or older woman looking at a younger man just was not acceptable. However, you can vice versa where you have, you know, like a double standard. Older guys, older men can look at younger women. And it may be talked about, but it's still to the point that people see the woman as a little different. It's a stigma still there in the mind. But it's beginning to shift. It's beginning to change because we are growing acknowledgement of love, attraction is not defined by age. That's why it began to shift and change. That is meaningful connection now between those two persons. So that's the social norm and the challenging traditional relationship dynamic. Exploration and adventure. See, these young men see exploring something different. They become adventurous. See, a young man often attracted to the adventures, they meet someone from a different generation. They are more attracted to that. So they're willing to go out to an older woman. It's amazing. There's a song that plays every now and then, got to be 25 and up. And it's sung by a gentleman. But they're talking about a woman that's 45, looking in, made sure she said, are you 25 and up? So it's beginning to change. The new dynamic. So it's new exploration. We're on a new horizon now in regard to that. Then the adventure is just having a sense to explore things and desire to step outside of one's comfort zone. That's the exploration That's the adventure. That could be a powerful attraction. Step outside of your comfort zone. The quest for genuine connection. We're talking about how they will connect. It's beyond physical attraction. See, a lot of times, individuals think it's just the physical attraction. Once you get into physical attraction, you have to go further than that. You have to go and see if this person is cooperative, see if this person is agreeable, see if they're friendly. Those are the kind of things they're put into play. And a lot of times, young men be looking for that. They're looking for someone that, they're attracted to them. And being older, it goes deeper than just simply the young man seeing someone attractive. They're also attracted to their intellectual as well as their emotional connection. Their intellectual and emotional connection. And this comes from life experience. So they're attracted to that. See, they have conversations that can be more engaging and stimulating. They're like, I want to know some things. I want to learn about your life experience. I want to learn so I can be better. So that's one of the things that come into play when you're talking about the quest for genuine connection. Learning and growing. See, when a younger man engages with a partner who have a navigated various life stages, it offers young men unique learning opportunities. They may gain insight into personal development, career advancement, and life challenges. So they get a chance to grow. They get a chance to learn, whether it's implicit or explicit. It becomes a mentorship for them. And in the end, it becomes more attractive and beneficial. So we're talking about individuals being attracted to older women. And that's it's something that young men see and they're attracted to them. And then you have the timeless allure to young men. It's just like a intriguing dance of human relationship. The attraction of young men to older women represent a profound envision. Division from traditional experience. Remember that? They want a conventional experience. They're embodying a desire for substance, maturity, and a deliberate step away from social norms. Allows them to get the richness of experience, emotional resiliency, mentoring from that older woman. That's why they choose to go to that direction. They allow them to evolve, allow them to grow and learn. That's truly some things that ties in why young men are attracted to older women. Based on the psychological, based on the social, and the cultural factors. Give a shout out to our next sponsor. And see, God has blessed us to partner up with this group. And I tell you, I'm really excited because they bring to us something special. Matter of fact, this weekend when we had our meeting in their area, we was able to go there and have that lunch. And I'll tell you, it was an awesome lunch. So we want to give a shout out to our next sponsor, which is Mary Ruth Restaurant, and truly thank them for supporting what we're doing.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast.
home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Harry Roof's restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
In meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers,
Harry Roof's restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday, and it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more in a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
I'm going to give a shout-out to Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama, located at 261 Highway 106 West. And you can go down and visit on your way to the beach if you feel the need to go down and want to keep your feet in the water. Give a shout-out to them. And you can call the owners, the co-owners that are members of the Blue and White family. You have Brother Marvin Lala Smith and his wife, Sarah Katrina Oprah Smith. And the number to contact them is 334-549-0950. You can call and you can get your order earlier. If you want to get your order, you know, pick it up. You know, anything you want to do in regards to that. So that's Mary Ruth Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. Thank you so much. As we move forward, say what's next thing we want to look at is what makes a man, a younger man, attracted to an older woman. And, you know, it's no surprise that men tend to gravitate toward older women because they marvel at the maturity and the sense of independence. There are certain things that an older woman that a younger man admire a lot. Older women's ability to handle situations efficiently. And that turns, because if you're growing and learning, you see, okay, this is how to handle a situation. And that was poor men and women. You see that they handle these situations efficiently. And to the point they're so effective in what they're doing. So these younger men see that and they want to go out to the older one. They're attracted to the older women. That's just the way it is. Then you discuss, we want to look at the age gap difference for older women and younger men. 5 to 7 years is generally acceptable age difference. But however, there's no single right answer here. Be 15. Some cases be 20 years. It depends on the situation. As long as both partners or mates or consensually adults. So it's not, you know, we see a favorable, what would be nice, but it's not always, depend on the situation. Because there's nothing to prevent you from dating someone significantly older or younger than you are. It's nothing there. As long as they are consenting age. Keep that in mind. Now, what are some of the disadvantages for dating an older woman? If you decide to date an older woman, you may face that stigma that's out there, which is, she'll be called a cougar. You're going to face that stigma out there that goes along with older women dating younger men. You may also find a double standard in certain relationships. When there's a conversation, well, men do it, there's a double standard. And it's not going to change. Unfortunately, older men are not faced with as much stigma. They're not. Of having a younger partner as an older woman dating a younger partner due to experience. So it's truly important that we look at it in that manner. We'll give a shout out to our next sponsor. That's Lena Paywell, Blue Impressions Publishing.
To share your inspiring story with the world, look no further than Blue Impressions Publishing, the premier publishing company that specializes in creating meaningful and impactful books and journals. Blue Impressions Publishing's veteran-owned by author Lena Payton-Webb offers comprehensive services to bring your vision to life. Their mission is to empower writers, mental health professionals, consultants, coaches, and spiritual leaders to make a positive impact through their publications. Not only do they publish your words, they give you the strategy to be a successful author and earn an additional source of income. So whether you're an aspiring author or a seasoned writer, Blue Impressions Publishing is the publishing company for you. Don't let your story go untold. Visit the website today, yourartisticexpressions.com. You can also call 833-951-2665 to learn more about their services and to get started on your publishing journey. Blue Impressions Publishing, where inspiring stories leave a lasting impression.
As Blue Impression Publishing, Star Raj, and a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Lena Paytonwell, you can give her a call. The number was just called out. I'll give you the number again. It's 833-951-2665. That's Blue Impression Publisher. Thank you so much, Star Raj, for doing the awesome things you're doing. Call her. Check out. She can work with you. If you want to publish your book, she can work with you to marketing that book, or with organizations that want to put a group together, a group book together. You have a couple things that you can use and truly, truly put into place. Our next topic is focusing on the traits of men who like older women. This is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we want you to be a part of it by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Actually, the location you chat with Dr. Rosa D. Smith has to talk about relationship, why younger men are attracted to cooler or older women. As we move forward in this, we want to give a shout out to several people that's joining us. We got Stephen Bennett. Thank you for joining us. We have Diego Chan. We also have Manny. Both of these are newcomers to Big O Live. Thank you. We welcome you to being a part, especially to WBSW Radio, the internet station where, you know, we're number one. No one else can match us. Thank you. Oh, you're on Big O Live. We're also broadcasting on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Manny and Diego Chan. Diego Chan. Thank you so much for being a Chesterfield Sigma, the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you so much for joining us and being a part of this. It's just truly a blessing to have you all as part of this and just having the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma supporting what we're doing. Thank you so much. We have several other individuals. We have Janetta Edmonds joining us. GoDaddy, thank you so much. We have Eva Tissot. Thank you so much for joining us. We have this Catatu Vengara. Thank you so much. You have Tara. Thank you. Valport. Thank you so much. Sadie. James God. I'm sorry. James GD 1949. We have Carolyn Poole 28. We have User. Marshall Brandon. Bruh. Thank you so much, Bruh. We have Val B. Better. Thank you. Good Todd Glenn. Thank you for joining. Wanda Williams. Sun_down31, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you, Sarah. Sadie, thank you, Lonnie H. Jude_21. Carla Wise, Vivian Bernard, thank you so much. Terry Jacobs, Catherine P., Kiki Love Me, thank you so much. Oscar Harris, you have UITCFGN Cole C, thank you. 501C3, thank you. Annie Jones, Donna Wilkinson, this is Reggie G. Sticky. Thank you so much. Side Tree. Thank you. 74. Mans. Thank you. Martha. I'm sorry. Maria King Joe. Thank you, Maria. Keith Watson. Thank you. Charles. Thank you so much. TT. Thank you. Winston Clark. Thank you so much for joining. Red Williams 38. Thank you for joining us. Seduction French Kisses, thank you so much. Stone, thank you so much. Mark Jones, thank you. Kelsey, thank you. C. Wayne, Joe, Baba Z, thank you so much. Carolyn Ashley, thank all of you all for joining us. I had to give a shout out because I hadn't called them out in a minute. As we move forward from our title, Relationship Why Young Men Attracted to Cougar or Older Women. You'll be surprised at some of the traits that a younger man need to have. In essence, it's the traits of a man who like an older woman. And we can kind of look at a couple of things. We can start with this man must possess certain traits. Independence. This is what it like in an older woman. Open-minded. Open-mindedness, emotional intelligence, and respectfulness. These are things the men will be looking for. They are attracted to older women, tend to be more mature than their peers. That's why they're attracted to them. More mature than their peers. They see confidence. They see the maturity. They see an emotional stability. They see they are respectful. They are cooperative. They are agreeable. They are friendly. Fitness is their goal. These are things that give that man that confidence in themselves, as well as their ability, and they're not intimidated by the ideal of dating someone who is older than them. They're comfortable in their own skin. These are the young men are able to project that confidence onto others as well as you see it in them. These are the young men that are attracted. These are some traits. See, men who like older women often value their independence. They're not afraid of pursuing their own interests and their passion. See, they're comfortable with being alone, but also enjoy spending time with others. They're open-mindedness and receptive to new experience and perspective. Men who are attracted to older women are often emotional intelligent, and they're able to navigate complex. They're able to navigate complex emotions. They're able to navigate the complexity of their relationship. It becomes an ease. They're able to empathize with others and are sensitive to their needs and feelings. See, they can understand emotions very well without being too critical. These men are respectful of others. Treat their partner with kindness and consideration. See, they value mutual respect, understanding, and willing to work through issues and conflict. And they're going to do it in a constructive and mature manner. And they don't shy away from resolving fights and arguments. These young men have the confidence. And that's why they prefer to be with an older person, older woman, not their peers. These are just some of the things that set them apart from others. And a lot of times they're drawn to the older women because, first of all, they know themselves. See, and their younger potential mates, their age or their peers, are still trying to figure himself out. What they see is older woman tends to be beyond that self-discovery stage or phase. Young men may be more emotionally mature, while their younger partners or younger peers may be less certain what they want from a relationship. These young men already know what they want. And they know how to communicate their expectations. And for older women often have the more dating experience and may be better equipped to communicate directly with them. They're confident. They're drawn to them because they have confidence. They see confidence. They're not coming in being naive and not knowing what's going on. See, they see the confidence because they have confidence. They see the emotional mature because they are emotionally mature or intelligent. They see themselves as somebody that have experience. No, they don't have that experience, but they see that experience put them in a better situation, meaning the older one. They may look more physically mature. Depending on the age involved, an old one may have fuller and more developed figure than a younger woman. The young men see that. And the last thing is they may be more successful. You see that older woman as a successful person, but they have in their mind, they have a plan to be as successful as their partner, whereas their peers may not see that because they still having the fun. They have looked beyond the fun. They're looking for the years. They have matured to the point where they're ready to be financially stable, where they're not doing some of the things that those peers are doing. So those young men have confidence. They see themselves being successful. So they see themselves with an older partner that help expand their success. And allows them to be around somebody who have figured out their career and understand their steady income. Some people say, well, it's going for the money. Yeah, but they also, you got everybody that's age that's handing out money. They may show them exactly how to be steady and figure out how to deal with your income, how to deal with how to survive. Sometimes you have to be with someone and learn that in your peer group, and they don't want to go through that. And that it is what it is on that evening. We'll give a shout out to our next sponsor, which is L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stallworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Hard work, hard work, I'm learning my pain. Hard work, hard work, is
Stalwart. They are the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. They also can clean off your land. Give them a call at 334-300-7401. That's Anthony Stalwart. With Facebook, type in Anthony Stalwart. It will populate his name with the information, and you can DM him, and you'll have an awesome time communicating. Give a shout-out to Sadie, Lonnie H. Thank you, son. We got a few other people. I'm trying to make sure I get them. Always Taylor, A. Knight, thank you so much. Lake, thank you so much. Faye Smith, thank you so much. Lisa, thank you for taking time to be a part of this. And we're just going to move forward and get ready to move to closing out the show. God has been so good today to share this. We've gone 5 minutes over, but we want to make sure that we get the last phase. We're going to discuss the pros and cons of dating someone younger than you. And it goes to those older individuals, or whether you're an older person, cougar, just an older guy. They say, what if you call, I guess you're, you know, they just call them older guys. Some people say sugar dad. Sugar dad is somebody that's taking care of you. But when you're dating and marrying a person and got that on your mind, that puts a little different. You're in a romantic relationship. You don't do the same thing. So some of the pros and cons that are so important that we need to look at in this modern dating process, the pros and cons of dating someone younger. First of all, they have fewer resources. They don't have the resources because they haven't built up the financial aspects as someone that meets the age where they say, for a man, for example, he has the most resources, 45 to 55. That's when he has his most resources. And he, if you're dating someone younger, no. As an older woman, you know, he now has resources, but he's going to learn, he's going to grow. But, you know, you're going to get the best out of him during those years in his 40s, 45, and 55. They have less life experience. Now, they don't have all the experience you have, but and they have a certain mature level, but this can also allow you also to be able to communicate in a different manner because you hear where they're coming from, and you see what their decision-making process is. And you'll share your experience, you have to understand to be patient and understanding with those individuals. Have an open-mindedness. It'll bridge that gap between the emotional maturity. It makes a difference. Next thing is, they might be, oh, there might be a social stigma. You know, we talked about that earlier. People said, well, it's double standard. You look at a older woman with a younger man, calling her a cougar. Look at an older man with a younger woman, and just don't say a whole lot because it becomes what people are used to seeing. So that's the stigma that comes along with it. But that's someone's opinion. See, your relationship belongs to you and your partner, not anyone else. Just remember that. You get to decide what's okay and what feels right for both of you, regardless of what others may think. See, when you get beyond worrying about other people, give a shout out to Carlos. Thank you. We'll have ID with the number 1-0-0-0-2-7-1-1-1-9. We have Canada. That's Canada Tech. Thank you so much for joining us as well. And taking time and jumping in here. Tammy, thank you. A. Knightley Elder, thank you so much for taking time. Always Taylor, thank you so much for being a part. And we look at the pros. We just talked about the cons. The pros of dating someone younger. First is they bring excitement and liveliness to the relationship. See, a younger partner injects a fresh dose of energy and enthusiasm into your life. They help you grow and learn in a changing world. See, the world is moving faster than ever, and the different cultural generations, you have the boomers, the millennials, the Gen Z, each have their own unique perspective. See, when you have a young partner, you gain access to their fresh viewpoint. It's one thing we do on this show. We don't just focus on people that are more all mature. We have our millennials joined with the baby boomers. We have every night here in the Gen Zs joining in here and talking and sharing their thoughts on what's going on. See, those people can, if you come together, introduce you to new ideas, trends, technology. See, it allows you to keep in touch with what happened around you. See, one of the things when they talk about, when they come with the use of the different social media sites and on technology and computers and how well the older people will be there, you'll find that it's more older people, more mature people being introduced and being exposed to your internet, your social media. They're on there just as much as the young folks. Some are pushing some of the young folks off. See, you get a chance because if it's knocked you out as an older woman, an older man dating a young person, you got children and grandchildren that'll show you what you need to get. So you're gelling and you're coming together. See, that's a continuous exchange of knowledge and experience. It encourages personal growth, prompts you to think more consciously about yourself and the evolving world we live in. That's what you learn from dating a person older or dating someone younger. Younger people inspire you to embrace change and adaptability. Change and adaptability. See, dating someone young encourages you to step outside of your comfort zone. You will do that as we close out. Those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, thank you for supporting what we're doing here. It's a blessing to partner with you on many of the events that you're happening. So we give a shout out to that team out of Greenville, Alabama, called the Z Squad Greenville 1981, the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, Greenville. We want you to know that their motto is, you know, the fraternity is cultural service and service for humanity. But their motto as a chapter is that the most progressive chapter in Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, they lead and never follow. That's what they stand on. So we truly want to give them a shout out. Final thoughts that I want to keep in mind. The title of why younger men are attracted to cougars or older women, it's a relation process. The final thought is dating someone younger can bring both advantages and challenges. Depending on the specific age gap and the stages of life involved, while navigating the dynamics of such relationships requires understanding, compromise, and effective communication. Age should be solely determined of a successful relationship. The key is true compatibility. And true compatibility transcends numerical value, and a sign of chemistry can emerge regardless of the age. Ultimately, we have to keep in mind the true compatibility allows you to be happy with yourself first and nurture a deeper connection built on mutual respect, trust, and shared values and goals. These are the foundation of a fulfilling relationship, regardless whether you're the older woman or the older man or the younger woman and the younger man. You want it to be fulfilled. Truly, we thank you for joining us tonight as we get ready to close out. I want to give a shout out to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, Greenville, Alabama, and their promo, or their advertising.
It's indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma
Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Sanctify Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Sanctify Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Have an awesome rest of the night. I love you from my heart. And I want to tell you truly how I close out all the shows. Your shout out to ID again, 100271119. Thank you for joining us as well. I want to tell you, I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night, and we will see you all tomorrow. We're going to make it do what it do.